Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson about Monday's school board meeting. In that meeting, a couple motions of denying a few things and a couple rather interesting purchases and lease agreements going on. First of all, I guess, take us through the first two things that were denied: a early retirement and the teachers on call after a lengthy presentation.
At the last board meeting, both of those items were on that agenda and they were tabled, so they came back to us at this meeting. The early retirement request was an application that actually didn't meet the eligibility standards, so they did deny that request. And then they went on to the teachers on call. We actually had the representatives who came down and gave a live presentation, answered questions. Very happy to see some of our substitutes and our staff that were at the meeting to ask some questions as well. Like you said, it was a long conversation and lots of questions asked. I think what it really came down to, the board decided that we have something that is working and we might not need to make a change quite yet. So they did not approve that agreement. So we'll continue doing business as we have been. Probably our biggest concern at this point is just a shortage. We've had several days where we haven't had enough substitute teachers to fill in for, you know, for our staff who are gone, and as well as associates or paraeducators. So we've got to figure something out different to do the recruiting. And that's really what we were hoping the teachers on call would be able to do for us. We'll figure it out a different way.
Now, when it came to some purchase agreements, something that carried over from the city council meeting a week ago is to do with East Elementary. I know the library will be taking over that building here real soon, utilizing that building. But to do that, the city recently purchased it from the school district for $1. And I know that this school board meeting agreed to that purchase agreement and also decided to join into a lease with the city for the building as well. Take us through those agreements and reason for, rather, the lease agreement.
We've been in communication with the city for several months now on that location and that building in particular. The school does not have a full need of it at this point, and I really don't foresee anything in the future either. We're using it for some cold storage. We have some electrical supplies. We have some signs in there, boxes of paper, those types of supplies and equipment, some lunchroom tables that we will need to basically find some cold storage for, but we really don't have to have it in that location or in that building. So the city was very gracious and agreed that they really need the building. They need to use the building, and they even have, I think, some ideas of how they could use it in the future in a different couple of ways or a couple of different ways. So having the city take ownership of that building will give them the freedom and flexibility to make changes that they would like to do. And they also were, like I said, gracious enough to lease back a section of it, just the east wing there, for our cold storage for an 18-month period so we can create another option for our storage.
Now, another thing that was talked about during the meeting and was approved was a student fundraiser for the Meals from the Heartland. Take us through what exactly that fundraiser is and how that will benefit people.
Ms. Johnston is our FFA teacher and an ag teacher, and has been involved with Meals from the Heartland at some of the conferences through the state FFA program. They're no longer doing it at that level, and she was very excited to be able to bring them directly to Knoxville. So we appreciate her leadership and her initiative to seek out this program. Our FFA program and all of the students at the Knoxville High School will be participating in packaging 50,000 meals that will be going out to those in need across the service area and in the state. So we're very excited to be part of that. The fundraiser request was, we do have to help pay for the food that we're going to be packaging, and the price for that is $10,000 for those 50,000 meals. We will be able to get some youth assistance because of a grant available to really pay for half of that. So our FFA chapter and our students will be looking for some sponsors to help with the other $5,000, hoping that some of our local businesses will want to get involved from a financial standpoint, but also maybe from coming in partnering with us that day. March 1st is going to be the day that occurs, and very excited for the opportunity for our kids to be of service in our community.
Now, at the end of the meeting, you had another visit with Harry Heiglenthal with the Iowa Associated School Boards. Take us through that work session and what exactly got accomplished for the school board.
It was fascinating. In November, the board listened to four different stakeholder groups and received input. When each of those members left that night, we asked them to list two priorities after listening to the discussion, and then we compiled those, ended up with exactly 100 priorities then last night that the board took a look at. As the board was going through that discussion, they really came up with four different themes. One of those is around the area of mental health. One is building additional career development skills for our kids, life skills in our kids, and building up community partnerships. So our district now, our leadership team will be going back, looking at those four themes and trying to develop some action plans, some strategic planning on how we can better incorporate our community partners and build those up, bring additional career development skills to our kids and opportunities, as well as life skills, and working on some additional supports for mental health of both students and staff so that we can really have the best opportunity for learning every day.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.